Indeed.
We have a couple of notes. Very dark. Some are very cheerful. So the interesting opportunity is they will hold off on that until closer to the end of the year. Let's really jump into learning. So we saw again Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. This guy's I want to overburden with Hazara. We saw Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Whether or not the overt Machlokas is whether or not it makes sense, you're going to give me a list of cases that Yechon and Mb Surin. Would you want to include eight of Hashem's Truman and eight of Shlifa? Rashi does. And Tosfos says, doesn't make any sense. Why does it make no sense? Because what does it say? It makes no sense because but he's a super eight. How do you know he's a super eight? Good? Good. We'll get to Shev Shema after. Shev Shema Tata. We'll come later. First, Tosafot. Tosafot. What does Tosafot say? What? Well, Tosafot say. Tosafot says. All of it, they're both right. Tosafot says. Rashba. Excuse me. Tosafot says. No Rashba. Tosafot. Taisa says, Rashi, I don't like the Rashi discourse. Rashi lumped everyone together. Rashi has four different cases, four different examples at Echon and Bisurin. So Taisa says, I don't think that's correct at all. So two of them, which of these two, which of these four are not like the other? So there's two. Shnei and Arba, the two different, you can't mix them together. Because the aid by Shchita and Afasha Shuma, say it. Since it's Biyaza, you shouldn't have listened. How do you know that Biyaza shouldn't listen? Because you're working in the Chesedus, exactly. But why don't I ask Avashas Shulah Shchita? You have no Naman. I forgot this Chesed Kisur. Those are very different types of agents. Almost like Shnei Eidim. That's a more powerful type of agent. He's even believed against the Chesed Kisur if you are Biyaza. We shouldn't be Biyaza Lestaknam. As Rashi himself said. Shapir Shakun just the stomach. Rashi himself told us that two Diburim later. So it's very odd that Rashi earlier is stacking everyone together. So when we left up yesterday, Nachronim notes, it must be the Rashi. It's agreed. It's not just Nachronim who noticed, it's the Chiddush HaRam. Let's take a look at the Chiddush HaRam inside. Perush Rashi Zal. Here you have asked for 8 FNM to be sure in column test. Perish Rashi's out. What do you mean 8 FNM to be sure? What are some examples? Call Echad and Minatu Torah. I'll have Frasha, Shuma, Venikur, Basta, Vegid, Hadashi, Shkita. A different order, but the same four things that are the version of Rashi has. Look, the Torah believes a single Jew on any of these four things. Velo Haya, Lo Zal, Lomar, El Zahani, is Kazik Yitura. Excuse me. Lo. That's the way they changed the Ban. He shouldn't have said these. The Bahani is Chazik Yisura. How could you mention that you Lemon in the case of he different in the different order in the Kosovo? How could you mention those two cases of Shita and Teva? So there it's a case of the Cheska Zisur. It works. The Chitema, what do you mean, but he is believed, Yazil was talking. You are believed by Shchita and by Teva. Kimo Shikatsu Zal B'Tavo. As Rashi is going to write very soon. You don't know after that. I don't like that. I'm not comfortable with that. The Lishin the Gemara Mashma, in the Gemara scene, the Chiyam Rina Yerechan Embi Surin, Teichet Lo Kazik Yisura. The Gemara says, the principle of Yerechan Embi Surin is only, and Teichet Lo Kazik Yisura. Midam Rinan, Eimer the Amr Yerechan Embi Surin, Teichet Lo Kazik Yisura. When do we say Yerechan Embi Surin? When is not Kazik Yisura. So the round question is even, he's asking a slightly different, if you read carefully, he's asking a different question than Tosa. Tosa is asking, it wasn't right that Rashi lumped them all together. Right? It's incorrect categorization. They're really two separate categories. The round is really asking, because on the din, on the formulation, presentation, on the substance, how could you say such a din that you're Naman on Shchita, but the Gemara says it's Chazik Yisur, you're not believed. I be Yadav, but some from our Gemara, like If you're not a Chazak Yisurah, if you're a Chazak Yisurah, you're not believed. The idea that Eidach Nevi Yisurah doesn't work. But at the very least, you have to call a different type of thing. You can't call it Eidach, you have to call it the other. Our Gemara doesn't talk about that, fine. But within our Gemara, whatever our Gemara is talking about, it doesn't work in the case of the Chazak Yisurah. Unless, he says, Ellen, St. Thomas, the Chazak Yisurah, the other was talking, Shavuot, the lowest Chazak Yisurah, the Eidach Nevi Yisurah. Maybe you'll tell me, he says, that the it's Chazak Yisurah plus the other is the same as no Chazak Yisurah. Meaning, what you say, for slightly different reasons, in saying with the Rashi, that the Yado removes the Cheska Sister. It's not that the Yado makes you stronger, it's the Yado removes the Cheska Sister. So you're back to square one. You added the Cheska Sister, but then you subtracted it by having the Yado. So now you're back to where you started in three. He's not so true, that's a Pshara he's in. He says, oh, this is a Pshara. Well, what does that mean? It's a Pshara? So presumably means the Minchas Asher, Asher White, has a whole elaborate approach to what Pshara Yisur means. Pshara Yisur means that Iran doesn't buy. Come on. Magic trick. Ah, you had a Cheska Sister, but then you have the Yado, so you're back to where you started. Well, what does the Yado do with Cheska Sister? There's a hocus pocus. So the Pshara Yisur is the Tosfos. No, Echad the Yado, the stronger Echad. That's how our Gemara is talking about, so why are you raising it? So he doesn't like it, but that is the direction that we tend to go in explaining Rashi. This is where he developed logically, you said logically, the comments to Rashi. There must be, as you can suggest, that the Yada somehow takes away from the Cheska Sister. So how should that work? How does the Yada take away from the Cheska Sister? How does it make it true there's no Chazaka? Well, one thing after the other thing. It's true that I could change it, but it's still true that yesterday was right. So how does it take away? So a couple of guys started basically saying this. What would you say? What's the shot in Rashi that the Biyado takes away from the Cheska Sister? It makes the Kilo no Cheska Sister. It neutralizes the Cheska Sister. What does that mean? But the other approach is to say that the other makes him a stronger aid. That's clearly what Tosfos thought. And that's why he said you can't put the two types of aid achas together. Rashi said you can, so presumably he thinks it's all aid achas. That the aid that says that there was a good shkita, he's still a better aid achas. He's no different than you and I. The fact is the other doesn't make him stronger. It's just that the other takes care of the chazaka. Rashi would say the rule always is what our Gemara says. Aid achas is not evident against the chazaka. I be yado. This is because when you have the other, it's no longer a chazaka. The other removes the chazaka. How does the other remove a chazaka? What would you say? Don't be bashful. Ed.
He's making sure of it.
What do you mean? He's got it taken care of. Explain. Say it out. Okay. You own the situation. So how does that explain? Do you think good? The Rashi says good. How does that explain this? Well, where is that going to lead you? Again, I want to know right now. I will come back to Tosfos. Right now, I want to know how is it that the other makes the chazaka disappear? That's what Ron said. Right? Because according to Rashi, that when you add the other, it kills no chazaka at all. How so?
I guess it's the other, him, he's the one person that can cancel out of that himself.
You're giving a very cogent explanation of why, or you're beginning to give a very clear declaration of why, clear, of wrong formulated, of why he becomes stronger. You're saying it's him. He becomes stronger than the other.
I think, yes, but it's also, not just like that he gets stronger, he stays the same, but him staying the same, he always had that stronger ability, and he the stronger ability allows him to take away from the fact that he is who he is.
Yeah, that's exactly saying that exactly what I'm telling you. You're right. You're saying what Tosu said. Look, the Eichel Biyado, he's a better than Eichel Haraya. He's even having a more difficult circumstance. And I'm just armed with a bayonet, so I can fight in a certain battlefield. If I'm armed with a handheld missile launcher, I obviously can fight in much more strenuous and trying circumstances. But I have better weapons, so I can fight against a stronger enemy. That's exactly what Tosu said. You wouldn't put together the Revolutionary War soldier in the same category as the 21st century soldier. But that's what Tosu said. Look, two different types of soldiers, two different types of Erechot. It's the ones, but if I don't want to avoid that, but then Rashi doesn't make any sense. Because how is Rashi lumping the two together, right? So Rashi, the Chorek, says they are the same. I must be what? The other doesn't make him stronger, the other just gets rid of the Chazaka, which is what the Rashi says. Well, how does the other take care of the Chazaka?
Power to change it. What does that mean? That means that when I'm testifying on the status, I'm saying that no previous status exists.
What's that? It's very, very good. Let's sharpen and drop more. But what this is saying is what? Is that, look, the point of Hazaka is that yesterday it was after, and therefore there's a presumption that it's still after. Yesterday was mutter, the presumption is still mutter. Yesterday she was married, presumption she's still married. But in the case where the aid was being made is biyado, so it still is true that yesterday she was asura, but say.
That
we all know yesterday was after, we all know the meat was after yesterday, we all know that the food was after yesterday, we all know the woman was married yesterday, and you're coming and telling me things have changed. But I know that yesterday wasn't that way, right? That's the definition of Erechot, can I get that position? So what you're telling me is that the religion A is the Yado, it's not that he has more of a say because he's the Yado. It's just that since this is a Yado case, since it's the Yado, the thoughts know, so therefore what? So therefore there's less of a chazaka. Because what does chazaka mean? Chazaka means yesterday was after. Okay, it was after yesterday. But chazaka doesn't mean yesterday doesn't mean. Yesterday is after, and therefore we'll presume it's still after today. Until we know otherwise. So what the biyado does, it takes away that connection. Usually by a chazaka, look, if we know for sure it's after yesterday, we'll assume that the chiddush, the guest that comes to the chazaka tells me, if you know it's after yesterday, you assume it remains after status quo, inertia, until proven otherwise. But once there's a player here who, once the aid himself could have changed it, so then it's not as clear that just because, why should I assume this because yesterday it was trade, therefore today is trade. There's an idea of, let's say I'm going to tell you I'm not sure. I parked in a meter. I put a couple quarters. Most of them in New York City, I think that's been parked in meters before. I have out of the all felt that pressure. And you thought you could get by with one quarter, and then the line of the store is twice as long, you buy with their friend. So I put a couple, or sometimes, you know, on the upward side, it's 10 minutes per quarter, but all you can get, no matter how much you want, is an hour. It'll take more than 6 quarters. So I have my hour, and now I'm not sure, one second, is my quarter, do I have to run out now to put in more quarters, or is there still some fine ones? So, because if you've ever seen parking meters in the last decade, they get red once your time is up. They just start either flashing or just they stay red. So Pinchas is going to tell me, well, I saw the parking meter 10 minutes ago, it wasn't red. Chazaka! There's no robe. There's no robe. There's no robe.
But it's a chazaka, because 10 minutes ago, he was passing by, he just came into the store, and he says, I'm getting a little, he says, don't worry, I passed by your car 10 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, I wasn't ready. The chazaka says it's still not ready. Does that make sense? Or does that make sense? What? Okay. Well, but that's always the way it is. You're right. You need to say the same good, because it's certain ambiguous, to say better. Because by Chazaka, that's the way it always is. I don't know if they're changing or not. She was married yesterday. She may or may not have been divorced. So you're saying good, to say better. It's not to say it may have changed, but. Well, I don't know if it has changed. It could be they were 25 minutes left. What? I don't know for sure that changed. That's why it's a topic. That's why I want you to Chazaka. But the problem with
Chazaka
is...
It might have changed or it might not have changed.
Right, so that's always true by Chazaka. But here, it's more vague. Formulate more carefully. What do I know for sure? I don't know whether that's changed now. I know for sure. It's going to change. Right? It's in process to change. A woman who's married might never get divorced. A mikvah which is full or which is not full could stay that way indefinitely. The truth is that the tevel, if no one is makir shumas makir, it won't stay that way. Right? Someone could come along and do something, right? But naturally, it doesn't have to change ever. But if I have a situation where it had a status, it wasn't red before. See, if I tell you that the meter was red, the chazaka is still red. Because it would naturally remain red until someone put the quarters. Yeah, it could be some good Samaritan came by and threw quarters in, which may not be legal. But the chazaka is, if it was red before, the chazaka indicates it's still red. Right? But if it was not red before, the chazaka is that's called the fact. They tell me, well, if the cheska is not red, that's called the chazaka. I told this elsewhere, told this. Chazaka, Hatsuya, Hishtanu. It's a chazaka that's meant to change. It's going to change on its own. But eventually the meter is going to run out. I don't know if it ran out yet. Could be did run out yet, could be did. So I do have a chazaka, but it's a very weak kind of chazaka because the studio went out. Because any time, sooner or later it's going to change. The question is when. Not a question of if it changed. The question is, did it change yet? Yeah. The word chazaka can mean six different things. It's always some sort of presumption that if you refer to massively different halakhic concepts. So one is sometimes it means, does it mean the king of chazaka? I frame your picture. I improve your land in some way. It has to be the Gemara says that king of chazaka doesn't work in Talzor. But king of chazaka works in Karka. That is the king of chazaka. I improve your Karka, and it's a way of being coded. Sometimes I have a chazaka, the Gemara and Babasa, a way of proving that it's mine because I've been living here for a while, so it looks like it's probably mine. And here, then there are more types. But here we mean chazaka in the sense of that chazaka de meikara. Meikar means mitzvila. Chazaka what was originally, 8 hours. That if this way the situation started at the beginning of the story, it was not the beginning of the story, it was Mutter, we'll assume status quo until we know that's changed. But here the assumption of status quo is weak because The built into the original status quo was that it's not a full mark sooner or later. I know it's not going to remain non-red forever. Not going to tell sooner or later the meter's going to run out. I don't know if it did yet or not, but sooner or later it's going to run out. That's a chazaka of sooner style. And that's a much weaker chazaka. Because you're right, yesterday it was blank. You're right, but yesterday the fruits were trays because they were tevel. They didn't have two of the mice to take off them yet. But if I would know that on its own it would become mutter, then there's much less of a connection than yesterday and today. Right? Because that's what you're doing. And now the question becomes, well, so here it's not a suya l'shtanas on its own. Here it's not, I'm giving you the classic case of suya l'shtanas, it's a suya l'shtanas memela. On its own, it's going to, or probably will, is likely to change on its own. So here it's not a suya l'shtanas on its own, but it's almost as good. Because there's a party here who can, it's not just, change on its own, but the very person who's telling us the Eidah, well, he could at will change it. So it's not happening on its own, but there's a Bechir Chashis involved that has the koach to change it. And Bechir Chashis is telling us what happened. So it's a little bit akin to the same idea. It's a Asir L'Shtanos, the Eid himself. So he's telling me that it's Tosha out of the chazaka that's trace, it's a very weak chazaka because the Eid himself could have changed it. We know the Eid himself who's doing the talking could have changed it, so that takes away from the whole chazaka. It makes the chazaka like the chazaka on the parking meter. That's what you're saying. Again, because chazaka tells you, well, if that's the way it was yesterday for sure, then let's assume that's the way it is now. But why is that connection falls apart if the Eid could cut it? If an Eid comes and tells me that this get his kosher, written lishma, he can't do anything about that. So he's telling his written lishma, it's very nice, but it's against the chazaka. There is a real chazaka that she used to marry. You're telling me that by giving this kid she could be divorced? Maybe not. She is a chazaka being anxious. There's no way around that. It's a chazaka. It could be that she, I don't know, maybe this get will work, maybe it won't work. Maybe it's written lishma, maybe it's not written lishma. I don't know for sure that she's going to remain married, but Lamaisa, she was married yesterday, and we assume the same status, so we know change. Chazaka. The real topic. Unanswerable topic, is it written lishma or not? Did it get work or not? No. Chazaka. But here, the connection yesterday and today is weak because it's beyond the cause. It's a suyu l'shana. It's a suyu l'shana. Question. Okay. The Maharik more or less says this idea that what happened. The Maharik, which is if you want to take a look, that was I didn't give the original Maharik. This is the original Maharik. The Maharik is the Maharik Cologne. This is from the town of Cologne. Cologne is named for a town of Germany. In Cologne, the people put on is named for a town of Germany. That's where he was a rabbi. His name was Joseph Cologne. Joseph Cologne. He was lived, I think, in 1400. He's like a part of Imusim Rishon Nachon. Like that's one time Shavar. He's about Makot Ma. He's kind of a late Rishon early Afra. Everyone call him. After most of the major Rishonim, he says this idea that the Chiddush Arayin is already leaning towards, he says a little more. As the Viyado removes the Chazaka because it takes away the connection between yesterday and today. You're right, yesterday she was up. You're right, yesterday it was straight. But since the Eid himself could change it, so there's very little connection. Yesterday tells me very little about today. A suya l'shtanas. Okay. So that explains that stuff. That explains again how Rashi, and give me one second, then I'll take a question in a second. Just to recap, when you think Rashi says that was one or something. Rashi says that the other is in the Chazaka, to make a ramp from the Chazaka. How is the other make a ramp from the Chazaka? Because it makes the Chazaka a suyu l'shtanas. So there are many a suyu l'shtanas, not a Chazaka at all. This is the same thing. Because the suyu l'shtanas, I say the Eid himself. So it removes the, whatever the Chazaka would tell me, no longer tells me anything. Because it makes yesterday irrelevant to today. Yes.
He says that. He says what we're saying.
Right, which is
sure that that the chazaka, the idea of chazaka, the principle of chazaka that the Gemara Yehuda learns from Sukkim in the Parsha of the Torah. So that there, chazaka tells me that the fact that he had a certain status for sure yesterday will tell me assume that it's still the same today until I know otherwise. But that's only if there's no break between yesterday and today. But if I reason to believe there was a change, either because I know it's going to change on its own, or because I know that the aide himself who's talking, he has the ability to change at will, so then whatever was the case yesterday has very little bearing. It tells me very little about what I should assume that today. Because it's so crystal, because there's reason to believe it is changed. There's no connection, there's no inertia. There's no stability from yesterday to today. There's stability to assume whatever was yesterday was some that's where it is today. There's no stability. Assuming the shtados, the yad hashaliach, the yado was on. And how about, okay, so that explains how the yado could be megareh from the chazak. Let's look on the other stuff. How could it be yado, no, the yado makes you a stronger aim. Let's try to understand it. So how does the yado make you a stronger aim? So even so, let's put aside, some of you race, you gotta jump on this with the rush. I wanna just take you through the thought process that I believe is making lazy little attention. Well, what's the easiest way to say this? Well, if you didn't know anything, I tell you that the Eichron, if it's beyond the Losati, I believe in more than if it's not beyond the Losati. Right? If you tell me that the Gezrit Mishma, why should I believe? Okay, maybe I believe, maybe not. You may never. If I tell you, Shrita. So, believe me, that is Geshachtim. Okay, you may never. No, that's the Eidechah. I could have Shechtim myself if I wanted to. So what does that sound like? Migo. Exactly. That's the first thing the first assumption. It sounds like Migo, because, look, if I wanted to even easier, it's the truest of my truth. I give you a cucumber. You know that Gruner's job. We live in the middle of I give you dates. We live in Eureka. I give you dates. Obviously, everyone knows that these are dates from Eureka. You just saw me pluck them off the tree an hour ago. So I say, look, I say they're kosher now. They're gemeister. So why should I believe? Well, believe me. I could gemeister them right now. I could have done it exactly like I wanted to. Even though I'm telling you, Pinchas did it. But I could have done it myself if I wanted to. It's silly for me to lie. There's no reason to lie. Silly for me to lie. So that's one approach that's like amigo. Now, okay. The problem is, don't we see a problem, okay? Well, if not, we'll keep going, yeah?
I don't know where
I'm going. Why? Beautiful. Excellent. The next chunk of Tosfos seems to fly in the face of amigo. Very good. Take a look at the middle of Tosfos now. Very good, Andrew. Actually, that's what you want. Wait 1 second. Yeah. What? Okay. Good. Okay, good. Hakiyam Yisharaba. It says, Shchita, here, Shchita, in Tosis, the third line of Tosis, the end of Rabbi Yivam Sechet. Shchita, Ava Gav Dehashta, in Biyad Losakno, Meikara Biyadu Lishchot. Well, right now it's not Biyadu, it's already dead, but it was Biyadu. Dim Loke, Amai Mehemin. If not, well, it must be that the fact that it was biyado once upon a time is good enough. Otherwise, I talk, I cannot believe you. Kevin is chazik yisura. He is chazik yisura. And don't tell me you don't believe you. We know that we believe in Echad. Lo matzinu mishumako sheitzaras begado Echad omen al gado. We have never found that if you have a normal adult Jewish showcase, not a katan, that you would need gado omen al gado. By a katan, you might need supervision. Someone should watch the katan to make sure it does a good job. But if you're going to tell me that it's not the Yado, you have to have two agents on the Shlita. You always have to have someone watching the showcase. You have two agents. The showcase and the guy watching. We never found this in the Gemara that every normal Gadol, an adult showcase, requires Echad Omen Al Gabba that someone else has to watch. You have two agents in the Shlita. We know that you're relying on Echad. Well, the Gemara never says so. And also, Master Mechal Yom demanded. We know this from practice. We all assume, so I don't say, we don't always have a mashkiach watching every single shokin and every single animal. So I believe you need two agents. Oh my, you see. Both from the fact that Gemara never says it, and from the fact that that's how we practice. Clearly we assume the shkita suffices with one agent. Ah, it's a cheskis sister. Must be like Rashi said. Biyado. So to the odd, how's the biyado? I can't do anything about it now. I'm giving you steak. The steak is already dead. Either it died by a sheath knife or it died by a bullet. But I can't change that now. It's not biyadi now to change it. The truth of my issues I can do right now. But the sheath is too. It must be the fact that I could have. The fact that I could have shechted it, that must be considered biyadi. And then he says, don't tell me there's some other reason why I believe you by shechita. Don't tell me that it's because of some rogue. No. Masim b'chol yom to mehemen. It happens all the time that we believe the one shochet. Afa gab de lo shech rogue mitzunyay to shechita mumchen. Even in a case where there's no rogue. There's words that sometimes where we will have a rogue, and there's most shochet to know what they're doing. So that's the assumption. Most people who are professional shochetim know what they're doing well. So you could have said, oh, you know, I believe the shochet because here the robe indicates it says not so fast. The robe only doesn't apply in all cases. Where it doesn't apply, the whole is cut off. I'm giving you a piece of meat. I'm not going to give you with a neck. I'll give you cut off over here. So robe is doing a shechita mumchin means if the guy did a shechita, it was probably good. If you're going to give me a whole animal that clearly just had a shechita, I'm not sure, did you do it properly or did you mess up in one of the finer points of shechita? Okay, maybe there's a robe, and I told her there's a robe that if I was done right. But not, it's not true that most animals in America are killed with top shechita. Most animals in America are killed with a bullet. If he did a shechita, it was probably a good shechita. But if you just give me a steak, I don't know if there was a shechita at all. As the Tosafot said, Mela, if you gave me an animal, it's still based on shechita nikra, I could still see the place where the shechita took place. Basically, this doesn't mean the building. It means the spot of the animal. You give me with a neck. They see it was clearly killed by swore at the neck. How exactly was it done? Probably was done right. But if you give it to me, aim based on shechita nikra, you're not giving it to me with a neck. Just give me a side of the animal. So I have no idea at all how it died. There's no robe that was geshachten properly. There's no robe that had shechita at all. The robe is, if it was shechita, it was probably kosher shechita. So how do I know that how it's killed? You can just give me a plate of meat. So how do you ever, I come to your house, and you give me chicken. You give me schnitzel. The very nice is covered in peppers. The peppers are kosher, but the chicken might be traced. Most chickens in America are Purdue and Tyson, do not make kosher chicken. So how do I eat Mrs. Wasserman's chicken? And there's no robe. It must be that I'm relying on AFM. I was a chazak yisura, must be the biyado. I was not biyado, must be the biyado. What's the part on? So Tosis is good enough. They continue. How do you rely on women? I come home, my wife gives me supper. So, there's a challenge I made myself. Okay. But the chicken, I didn't make myself. So how do I eat the chicken? It's not biyada. My wife doesn't have a chef. I don't have a chef either, for that matter. So you come to my house, and I eat. Whether I made or my wife made. I don't know how to chef. It's not biyada to chef. It's a little bit funny. Shumas and ice is not so hard. But shechita, number one, it's not biyada, it's too late. Number two, it's not biyada, I don't even know how. It's not biyadi. I do not know how to chef. But Tosafot says, well, biyadi lomo lishchot. She could learn how to chef. Ola haskir acherim shishchotu lo. She could have hired someone. Ki biyadi dami. My grandmother, Olei HaShalom. So she told me. They lived in Shari Chesed. Rabbi Halap's grandfather, Zechatah Zeracha, Yaakov Moshe Halap, was one of the prime Talmidim of her cook, and said a shir in Merkat Rav, the Chaye cook. So he was the Rav of Shari Chesed. So you would bring him, take the chicken, and when I got one, she delivered. You would take the chicken to the shochet, the local shochet. You buy chicken in the local place, a live chicken. Chicken that you have to use the chicken. You take it to the shochet, And then you might take it to the Rav, if you have any child. So that's exactly true. So then I see someone comes to her house to how you eat her food. She is not a chef. It doesn't matter. We have worked it out. We have a system worked out. I can produce kosher meat by taking a chicken to a shochet. They're all and all with malazet. I can go to the store and buy kosher schnitzel. I can go to the store and buy OU steak and OU roast. Right? So even if I can personally chef, what am I doing when I buy an OU roast? Meaning, someone else has been hired to chef the animal to produce this roast. That's also, it doesn't have to be personally, I could do it myself. The point is that I could have arranged a situation that would to produce kosher meat. Okay. The Iker Chiddush in this middle part tells us they're trying hard, again, overtly what they're trying to do is figure out how is it that she considered the other. There are two problems. One is I don't know personally how to do it, but the other problem was it's no longer beyond anybody. It's way too late. I said, no, well, for the fact that once upon a time was the other, is good enough. The problem is I once upon a time was the other, it doesn't make much of an ego. Why should you believe me now? Believe me now, I could I. There's much less of an ego, if there's any ego at all. An ego in Orfeo. That's very suspect. What, believe me now because I could have checked an hour ago? Yeah, maybe I didn't. But maybe I chopped a chicken and I said, oops, what did I do? But I wanted to serve it to my guest. There's no ego. The fact that the other one I say at work, according to the show, we're trying to take Shabbos Eitzes. Every time I say Shabbos Eitzes. So, the very last, we want to take Shabbos beginning of Eitzes, that is, the fact that the other makes the Eitzes stronger. So that is because of Migo, but Tosis Mav is gorgeous. So they follow up, it's almost like they're trying to, one of the things they're trying to accomplish is head off at the path. How you can understand the first half of Tosis. The first third of Tosis said that Biyado enhances Eirechad. Don't think that means Migo. They make it very clear right away. It's not because of Migo, because it was because of Migo. And it may ask me what's going on. And the initial thing is because of Migo, they say, what's going on with Shchita? But Shchita is no longer a Biyado now. And says, no, but it's okay to have a Biyado in my prayer. That's what Tosis said. So what does that mean? Translate. Subtext. It's okay to have Biyado in my prayer means that there's some other understanding to how Biyado is enhancing the power of the Eidach. And that's what the Beit HaLevi, I believe it's the Beit HaLevi who points this out. Chelek Beis Simon Lam and Zayin maybe, I don't remember. I think he's the one who points out, it's very difficult to say that Biyado works because it gives the Eidach an amigo, because I understand the next line tells us that Biyado works in my prayer. Oh, there you go. Must be true. There you go, good. Yeah, good. So the footnotes, some of the footnotes here, they're very lengthy. They look very juicy. Looks very, very juicy. So what taka is the pshat? So then what taka is the pshat? If it's not that the biyado makes you more lamb because you have an ego, because here it's no ego, so what's the Rosh Tei? The Rosh says, and the Rosh presumably follows the approach of Tosfos, and what is it? What's the Rosh Tei? Let's turn to the Rosh. Let's turn to the Rosh and look at the Rosh inside. And now when you look at the Rosh, you realize what he's accomplishing. It's not something he's saying the pshat. He's saying the pshat that's avoiding a problem. He's solving a problem. How many people saw the Rosh? Show hands. Okay. How many people saw the later part of the Rosh? Oseh Tiral. Yalti Beis Gimel. The Rosh. Page 206.
Or it's Memvav and Ozahada.
Ah, the Ozahada is page Memvav. The Rosh is a little bit funny because he always has Simanim, every parak is broken down to Simanim, but here he also has 14 cases. So he numbered his 14 rules of Eidechad, Mem Bisurin, 1 through 14, Alfi Zalad, but they kind of span, they start in the middle of Simon Test, and they go into Simon Test and Yud, so they get the two different numbering systems going on here. You have the Rosh? You have the Rosh? Rosh is in the middle of the fifth parak of Gittin. In the middle of the fifth parak of Gittin, again, if you have a traditional Gemara, it's page 206, so Gemara Beis. If you have Ozahad there, it's page Mem Vav. In the middle of Simen Ches, all of a sudden you see Aleph Beis, Gemara Tal, and Christmas Session. He says an Aleph, because Abishu is Tafik, while it's Chazik, while it's Israel Heter. I have a Tafik. There's no chazak on the other. Nemeshu, Eidechad, Nemeshu, Nemeshu, Mutter. We believe Eidechad. It's the Gemara in Yivamus and in the first part of Gittin. Katif has Abba Shafay, it's Abba Shashuma. I have a piece of fat. I don't know what it's called, sure it is. But Nemeshu, Nemeshu, Shuma. It certainly is Nemeshu, it's Salem. Okay. If I don't know, there's no prior chazaka, so then you believe whatever the Eidechad is. Then he said, if there's a chazak hetera, there's a chazak used to be kosher, used to be tar, and you're going to say, tamen, Eight after against the Chesed Hetzer, sorry. You can't go up against the Chesed Hetzer. And then it says, oh, Gimel. Hechad is Chazik Yisura. Chesed Argimar. Chesed Zisna. Eight after the Omer Hetzer, also El Nema. So whatever it is, against the Chazaka, Lachum, Lachum, it doesn't matter. Eight after against the Chazaka, it does not work. And then it says, oh, Dalid. Call Adam Neman Al Shalom. Call Adam Neman Al Shalom. Everyone who believes in his own thing, Afilu is Chazik Yisura. Even if it's a Cheska Tisra. Kidda Amma, Gabi Tavo the Hektish, Vikom Namo, the case of Tavo, or he had something which is Hektish or Neder. So did I undo the Yisr? Was I Mafra Shumas and Mises? Was I Master the Yisr Hektish? Hold the other Lasaka Vilip Dosa. Well, you could have been Lasaka. Okay, he did the Din of the other. And he put it together with what? The fact that I own it. Now here, this is what I found with the case. If I have my stuff at home, the thing is biyazi, therefore it's mutter. So you take a look at Oath, Yud, can't come to here. It's similar to this. Oath, Yud, Al. Take a look, please, at Oath, Yud, Al. Anyone have Oath, Yud, Al? Call Dover Shu Biyado?
No, got
it. Got it? Oath, Yud, Al? Kodavar shu b'yar shal adam. I feel it's chazak hetero. I have something, even if the chesk is hetero. Ne'eman eid achad l'tameh d'lesa. You know what, let's start actually from a line in. Let's start from a line into the, two lines into this persimmon. If it's the Yadi, then I could be made against the Chazak. Even if the other person says, I disagree. Kidasanya. Kidasanya Hacha. They also, you know, the Taro, we were working on Taro things together. And then he says, Tahara Shatiti and Mecha Nesmu. The stuff we were working on together became Same Nema. Why? Holo uvershusohein harehein kishalom. Since it sounds like in a biyazo case, right? Well, I could have been metamei. So how does the Russian interpret this? Well, why? Right. Yeah. It's kishalom. They said it again later in Otsidala. That it sounds almost as though biyazo, the point of biyazo is really that it's marked. The other oath, the primary din is that I have no mother on things, and that's really a way of reinterpreting oath down. That I have no mother on things that are mine. Either it's mamish mine, or at least I have some sort of control over it because I could change it. Because it's mine, just like you have, let's say, in the Sefer Kiddushin, sometimes a person is very involved in a situation, he has a super no mother, even though he can't do anything about it. Let's say there's a din d'oraisa, that a father has nemanos to be made on the yichus, to send the yichus of the children. Something normally you would require two agents for, but a father, based on truth, a father can be made on the yichus of the children. Bahakal Achmer, things of that sort. Sometimes we give more nemanos to the midwife. How do you know which baby came you have a busy delivery room. And how do I know that the woman was in pain? She wasn't paying so much attention. I mean, paying attention, but you could have switched the babies on her, she might not know. How do you know who is the child of whom? Now how do you know? Well, it says we give added nemana to the midwife. She's running the situation. The one who's a bailam, either financial bailam, or more, not so much even ownership, the one who's has ownership over the situation, the one who's running the baal ha-masa, has, because you're the baal ha-masa, we give you, you have more of a say. And we give you, added nemanah.
Why?
This is why what?
Why are we giving
an
added
nemanah?
Why
does it
involve
means that
you
can
add
nemanah?
Yeah.
That's
the reason.
I would echo what Avi said. It's a very good question. Give me positive reinforcement. So I agree. It's a very sharp question. I think what this means Rabbi Chanan doesn't present this way. Rabbi Chanan, if you want to see this inside, in Siman Tamach Zayin, Ot Tet, the Kovetz Ha'aretz, I put this is Rabbi Chanan in the booklet. In Tamach Zayin, Ot Tet, he makes this point that he sees from the Rush that the Neimanus is based on the Pilot. The way I would understand it is based on the din that I mentioned. The Gezeres HaKasuv, that the fathers believe in Yichus of the children, he could say, my son is an Amza. Oh, my son is not Amza, the case may be. Even though this is the Bukhar. Let's say that. That's what he said. He could say, as we have the Mishnah, the father is never to say which son is the Bukhar. Before the days of birth certificates. Well, all the kids are about the same height. No one's got him to celebrate birthday parties. So who's to know which kid is the Bukhar? Now you have a bunch of kids, they all look like they're around 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. And their father is dying. No, they haven't had Bar Mitzvah. There's no one can remember who had Bar Mitzvah first. They all look around the same age. We know they're not the same age, but it's hard to know exactly who is younger. And the father says, this one is the Bukhar, that one's not the Bukhar. Okay? But to me, it's a Mishnah that he is based on a puzzle, Yakir. He has the Korban HaShmua Yakir, plus this LP Shnayim. It's a famous puzzle because it's in the Padi Lane Monday and Thursday. In Kisaita. Right, you have a Ben Ahua, Ben Asnua, you have to know that the father will recognize, he recognizes that this one is the Bukhar, and therefore he must give the Tishnayim to the Bukhar. The question is, he recognizes Yakir? That choice of terminology, Yakir, is supposed to be detained. So yeah, the choice of Yakir is because it's teaching the Adam, the father has the power to recognize, to determine who's my Bukhar. There could be that. As you're right, it could be this logically starting from scratch. That would be because the Bible have, but that's what the Torah is mechadish. If you're the Baal HaMatzah, you automatically, and we understand a little bit. It makes sense that you ought to give a little more credibility to the person who is running the show, and that's the idea of the other. In the next 30 seconds. Let me lead you to number one, to think about a nafka mina. There really was a nafka mina in something that the beginning of Osh Yirah, there's already one line that the rabbi glossed over before. It seems to be nafka mina. If you don't see it, you can take a look in Osh Beis of the Karban Nathano. A difference between whether Biyada is based on enhancing the Eid Asar, because now he's a Bailam, whether it's a case of whether take away the Chazaka. At least I think we're not going to. Tomorrow we're going to, I think we'll pick up with the Thursday Shur next week. Those guys want to already start with the, guys want to have Chazar's usual Thursday set up tomorrow. Time to Chazar Ian and a Shur on different topics. We can have a full week of Shur. That's why I asked.
No, we
have
3 days of Shur. 2 days of Shur.
It's 2 days of Shur.
How do you miss Shur?
Before you go, a couple of very quick announcements. There may be many more announcements later. A couple of very quick things. That's something to think about. I know this is more than a 30-second announcement, but I know Rabbi Apfel mentioned a number of guys, the guys we were doing with, about the new Bikiyah Center. Only they agreed to tell you, this is really required more time. So maybe it will be Marach more tomorrow. The idea is as follows: they're going to break into, they will have shir and harusha, two options for bechias, and the shir will really be the learning of harusha is always a blend of enhancing one's skill and being kohen more in the sector. The shir, which he's going to give, the shir option he's going to be giving, is going to be focused almost entirely unrecommended. Because you're shooting stuff in the foot. I would say if you find that you're going to Arsenal on a regular basis. So that's the best for